7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back again, and this is going to be part three of our running back 2018 NFL Draft Prospect Ratings episodes. And this episode is going to be Sony Michel, running back out of Georgia.
Sony Michel?
Sony. Sonny. Same thing. Same difference, bro.
Tim's going to give him a perfect rating just because he played for the Bulldogs.
I like Sonny.
I love my Georgia Bulldogs. I'm a big fan of one Sony Michel. I'm very interested to see how my ratings compare to you friggin' Douche Canoes ratings.
So, as always, I'm with Tom and Tim. Not going to introduce them. We're going to kick this off real quick.
We were just talking.
Vision, 1 to 10 rating scale. We all rated it a 9.
Sony could do it all as a running back. Excellent zone runner. Excellent running in between the tackles and on those outside zone runs. Shows a high football IQ, understanding of his blocking schemes in front of him. Doesn't panic when there isn't much there in front of him like Saquon Barkley does. But he normally takes what's given to him. Very mature as a runner. Great at reading the linebackers at the second level. Does a great job trusting his eyes. Doesn't leave much meat on the bone.
Oh, well, it's very easy to, not have many faults when you're only taking half of the snaps and not all the pressure's on you. So, let's just call a spade here. He went 4 years throughout his college career, and he was never the guy. That's a fact. The closest he came to being the guy was his junior year when Chubb got hurt. His sophomore year when Chubb got hurt. And put up some great numbers. Came over 1,000-yard rusher. But anytime there was a dominant back in front of him, he fell the second fiddle. There was a reason for that. Not saying he's not great. Not saying he's fantastic. His vision alone. My favorite part about Michel was throughout his career, from his junior year to his senior year, and then specifically throughout the 2017 season, he got better and better and better and better. One of the only backs that from game to game, in my opinion, you could see the improvement from game to game. So in terms of vision, yeah, I think a 9, no-brainer.
Moving on, we have the balance for Sonny Michel.
I'm going to go first because you guys both gave him 9s. I gave him an 8. Listen, he's very athletic. He is very elusive. He's all of those things. I feel like a lot of the time, I still gave him an 8, which isn't bad. But I feel like a lot of the times it's him falling forward, reaching. And that's where it seems like he gets into a lot of his ball security problems that we're going to talk about a little bit later. That's why I ranked him a little bit lower. I didn't think even having him as high as Darius Geis, who I'm not that high on, was fair. Geis is a much better athlete when balancing, getting through the holes, staying on his feet in tough situations than Sony Michel is, in my personal opinion.
I think a lot of people are sleeping on Sony's overall balance. I think he does a great job maintaining balance through contact. Uses his momentum well, and you kind of just bashed him falling forward. I like when he does that. He gets more yardage, and that's something that's underrated at the running back position in my eyes. Very good running through arm tackles and contact overall. Lowers his pads very well and delivers blows when he needs to.
Burst is 1 through 10 rating, and I'm the only one that rated the 10. You guys had it at a 9. I feel like his burst is slightly higher than one Darius Geis, and I think it's on par with Saquon Barkley. I think when he does get the ball, he turns up the field when he needs to, and either if that's him catching the ball or running the ball. And I think the best part where you can look at his burst is when he is on his outside runs. When he runs it out to the outside, swings it outside, and then he bursts up through the middle. That's where I think his burst is probably the best utilized.
To your point, I do believe he is slightly above Darius Geis. In my opinion, he's slightly below Saquon Barkley. You talk about, when can you see it? He showed up in primetime situations. You watch that Oklahoma or Alabama film, the dudes burst in between tackles, on the outside, everywhere throughout the field was absolutely ridiculous, absolutely absurd. He stepped up at his biggest time of need and said, I'm here and I'm going to be an NFL player. So props to him for that. I feel like a 9 is justified. I still don't believe he's Saquon Barkley in terms of his burst, but a 9, I love it.
Remember when Madden used to have that turbo button?
R1, bro.
Sony Michel has that. He can get to 0-60 very fast. When that hole does open up or that small little crease, he gets to the second level very quickly. I don't think he's on the same level as Barkley, like you were saying, Tim, but he's just a little notch below him. Gets to full speed very fast, and I like the pressure that he puts on linebackers and DBs.
Receiving ability, rating scale of 1 to 5.
I'm going to stop you guys, because before you say anything, I do not understand how you guys have him ranked anything above average. I have him at a 3, and I almost felt gross having him that high. Last year, when his main role was to be the scat back for Georgia throughout the season, he had under 10 receptions. He had under 100 yards for the season. And had one receiving touchdown. His best year receiving was when Nick Chubb was out completely in 2015 when he had 3 touchdowns and 270 yards. These past 2 years, you're telling me that 31 receptions and, you know, 250 yards roughly and 2 touchdowns makes him an above average receiving running back? Absolutely not. Absolutely freaking not. Under 10 receptions this past year. And you want to give him above average ranking. I think it's absolutely nonsense.
I think I gave him a 5. I think he has the ability to be a great receiving running back. And I think Georgia underutilized him and all their running backs in that department. He's got all the traits that you're looking for in this area. He's shown he's got the athletic ability to be a matchup nightmare against linebackers. I think safeties will have issues covering him as well. He's shown that he has soft hands, that he is a good route runner when they ask him to do that. And I don't know. I feel comfortable giving him this. I think he's got potential at the next level to be a 40 to 50 reception type back a year.
Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he had 64 catches throughout his career. May not be a ton, but at the same time, I don't think he's dropped a ton of passes thrown his way either. I don't have the exact number, so maybe that is a false statement, but I don't remember him dropping a ton of passes. So that is why I put him at a 4. I didn't put him at a 5 because he didn't go out and catch 64 balls his senior year. Again, you got to remember this is a guy that split time. Yeah, his senior year, he only caught, what, 6, 7, 8, 9 balls his senior year. So, I mean, I get where you're coming from, Tim, but at the same time, he's got 64 total on his career.
For me, it's all about traits.
I just want to throw it out there is going back to last year and the mocks of last year, when we talked about one Alvin Kamara. I'm not sure where either of you ranked him, but his obviously biggest attribute in our eyes was his receiving ability and being a scat back out of the backfield. He had 74 receptions, 7 touchdowns, and almost 700 yards receiving as that scat back in half the amount of games that Sony Michel had in his career. That should say something to you. Ranking him a 5 as a pass-catching back is absolutely atrocious, obnoxious, in my opinion.
All right, moving on.
Elusiveness.
I don't know where you're going. Yeah,
I just think it's obnoxious how Georgia used him. If they gave him more opportunities in that department, I think his numbers would have skyrocketed. If he was in Penn State offense, he probably would have had close to 50, 60 receptions. I think he's got all the traits to be a stud receiver at the next level.
So you're saying that his ball security is so low, which we're going to get to earlier. Well, they should give him more opportunity catching the ball.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Elusiveness, rating scale of 1 to 5. We all rated it a 5.
He can be a little tight at times, but he's got a nice little wiggle. He makes a lot of guys miss. Good lateral mobility.
He did a good job opening up later in the year.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else on that?
No, I don't think there's much else to put. I mean, like Tom said, he started his junior season. It was real tight, in my opinion. Both him and Chubb were real tight with the freshman quarterback. Felt like they could never really open up this past season. As the season progressed, he was able to open up more and more.
Pass blocking. Me and Tom rated it a 5, Tim a 4.
I don't think that his pass blocking was overly impressive. Felt like he benefited greatly by the offensive line that he had in front of him. A lot of 3-4 year starters in front of him. And a versatile true freshman quarterback. Obviously, that was after Jacob Eason went down. So he never really had to kind of prove his worth, in my opinion, as a pass protecting back. He's able to do it. I think he is above average at doing it. You saw him at times going to specifically the national championship game against Alabama. He's able to do it. So I gave him a 4. I just don't think he's a 5. I don't think he has the what's the word I'm looking for here? He doesn't have the criteria to warrant a 5 out of 5.
For me, he's my number one pass-blocking running back in this whole class. I think he's very technically sound, very effective and methodical in pass pro. Doesn't just throw himself at defenders' legs. Very proactive. Yeah. Meets blitzers in the... Or blitzing linebackers in the hole, not afraid of contact. I absolutely love this part of his game. I think he's really got a chance in my eyes to be a bell cow running back. I think he does everything well.
Breakaway speed, we all rated it a 3 out of 3.
Like I said earlier, he's got that turbo button. He could kick it to second gear, break away from cornerbacks, linebackers, safeties.
Let's call it what it is after this past season. Doesn't matter. Could have been a 3 out of 3, a 5 out of 5, or a 10 out of 10. I think we all would have hit this past season. He was that impressive, turned it on numerous times in big games when needed to.
Ball security, 1 out of 3 rating. And me and Tim put it a 1, and Tom, unconventional, 0.
I know it's not allowed, but I gave him a 0. I do what I want.
So every time he gets a ball, he just drops it, throws it on the ground?
What is it, right at 50%?
Yeah, 46%. Every 46 touches.
That is absolutely terrible. That's the definition of fumbleitis right there. I think he had more fumbles, well, on average, than any running back in college football. It's a big-time red flag, something he's definitely needs to worry about and improve upon. They should have him carry a football around everywhere. And if he fumbles it, he has to do something terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I get where Tom's coming from, but at the same point, you know, Chubb had the same amount of career lost fumbles as one Sony Michel. Also had about 150 more carries.
168.
But you gave him a 3. So your 0 to 3 spectrum is way off. Way off, in my opinion.
He's still well over 100. It's kind of the benchmark I'm looking at.
Again, same amount of fumbles. Fumbles lost within his career with it throughout 4 seasons. 150 more carries, I agree. Even if you divide it out, still a 0 to a 3, not warranted. You're off. You know you're off.
For who?
Nick Chubb.
He rated it a 2.
He rated it a 2, that's fine. But fumbles lost over their 4 years, same, 8.
With 168 more carries.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal, but he still lost.
What are you trying to argue?
0 to 3. You're the drasticness of
I gave Chubb a 2. I don't know what you're trying to argue.
You gave Chubb a 3.
2.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at Jack.
You're looking at Jones.
I'm looking at, okay. I still, whatever, 0 to 2. I still don't think it's right.
I think it's the correct. I don't think it's correct. I think it should have been a 1, but a 0 is kind of tough. But a 1 I could definitely see. Again, like I said, every like 40-something carries, he fumbled the ball. That is not very good at all. But moving on to the production 1 to 3 rating scale, me and Tim put it at a 2. Tom, you put it at a 3. I think production-wise, I'm going to start off real quick. What hits home right here is the bowl games and the championship game. That's where he really produced. And he did produce during the season, all throughout his collegiate career. And he's been producing, being second fiddle to Nick Chubb as well.
I wanted to give him a 3. The reason I did not give him a 3 was because last year, true freshman quarterback, or I'm sorry, 2 years ago, their junior season, true freshman quarterback and Jacob Eason at the time, next big thing, right? Nick Chubb coming off of a monster injury. That was the time for Sony Michel to take over, to make it his team. He was never able to do that. Still continued to play second fiddle to Nick Chubb. That's why I gave him a 2 instead of a 3. Not that he didn't go on and have a great senior year and do great things, but a truly elite talent, I would have expected it to take advantage of that situation.
All I got to say, I gave him a 3. 7.9 yards per carry in 2017. Yes, he was in a running back by committee with another stud running back in Nick Chubb, but he still produced when he got the football, and that's what you got to ask for. 7.9 yards per carry in the SEC is
ridiculous.
It's insane. And, yeah, how many carries do you have this year?
156.
To get over 1,200 yards, it's absolutely fantastic. 16 rushing touchdowns this year. Yeah, he definitely blew up this year. By far his best season for the Georgia Bulldogs, but he deserves a 3 in my eyes. 16
touchdowns, pretty redonkulous.
Oh, yeah.
Last closing comments on Sony Michel.
I think his potential is extremely high. I did not think I would have had him ranked higher than Geist, but I did. He's my number 2 running back right now. But I think he's got the size. Should be close to 215 pounds. That's pretty close to ideal for a running back. I think he's got the frame to withstand a heavy workload. But even if he's in a running back by committee, he's shown that he can be productive with those touches. And I'm really excited for him to come out, and I pray he lands on a good team.
The Sony Michel saga for this year is everyone's going to be comparing him to Alvin Kamara, in my opinion. Coming out of the SEC, coming out of a multi-back backfield, you know, his people viewing him as a pass-catching back, you know, everyone's going to have him like that. I believe at the end of the day, one Ronald Jones II, who you're going to get a round potentially 2 later than Sony Michel, who you'll probably get in the early second round. Ronald Jones II, I believe, is going to have better statistics at the end of the day.
That was my next question. Where do you guys see Sony Michel getting drafted?
Early second.
I have early second for sure. Especially if the 49ers don't keep one Carlos Hyde. Them drafting a Sony Michel at, what is this, 2-6?
Or... They traded that to
New England.
They got a late Jimmy second G. rounder.
With the Jimmy G. So, even New England at 2-6, taking a Sony Michel then. They're going to get rid of all their running backs. That would make sense to me.
Sony Michel was actually one of our picks in our latest mock draft that we did in the late first round. So
he's got potential. I don't think he'll go in the second or first round.
I don't think so either.
I think it would take a playoff team to kind of trade up and fall in love with the kid. But it'll be interesting.
Same till we said it. They were ready to take Alvin Kamara in the first round. And then they didn't because no one else liked him.
Rightfully so. Luckily, he fell into the perfect team situation. Other than that, I don't know. What do you guys think? If Alvin Kamara was on any other team, would he have that production?
Just depends on the system. If he was on New England, I could see it. Even San Fran, I could see him succeeding there with Kyle Shanahan. It's all about the position, the scheme, and what they're asking these guys to do. But he's definitely a very talented player who landed in the perfect spot.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. Like, I think Kamara is one of those guys who that's the case of best case scenario. You know, Melvin Ingram, constantly underrated. Have a Pro Bowl Hall of Fame quarterback in front of him. Have a Michael Thomas at wide receiver. I mean, it's kind of like a perfect storm for someone like Alvin Kamara to succeed. He might have still been good, but I don't think he would have been at the level that he was this past year.
All right. Well, that's all we have for you guys today. Hope you enjoyed. Again, this is the breakdown that we have, part number 3. And, again, it is Sony Michel out of Georgia. And, yeah, that's all we have for you guys this time. And look out for our next episode, which is going to be Ronald Jones II, and then Nick Chubb, which is going to be part 4 and 5. So until next time,
peace!